The Labor Party is in turmoil over claims of corruption in the party's Victorian right faction. Premier Daniel Andrews moved quickly this morning to sack Adam Somurek from the ministry. He's also now out of the Labor Party after allegations including serious branch stacking. Now a second minister has gone. The scandal is rekindling calls for a federal integrity watchdog. Rhett Burney reports.
Less than 24 hours ago, Victorian MP Adam Somurek was a Labor Party minister and factional right power broker. Now he's neither.
His conduct and his comments are completely deplorable. They are shameful. And it is on that basis that there is no place in my government for him.
That's Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews speaking at a press conference this morning where he announced he'd sacked Adam Somurek over allegations made on 60 Minutes and in the Age newspaper that he'd committed industrial-scale branch stacking. Then, late today, another seat at the Victorian Cabinet table was cleared. Assistant Treasurer Robin Scott, a close factional ally of Adam Somurek, resigned over allegations he too was involved in the scandal. In a statement, Robin Scott says he looks forward to clearing his name, but he didn't want to be a distraction for the government. But it's been a distracting time for the Premier. Faced with secret tapes of Adam Somurek, the now former Minister for Small Business, using vile and sexist language to describe the Minister for Women, Gabrielle Williams. He's since apologised to her via a statement. Video in the story also shows Adam Somurek organising taxpayer-funded ministerial staff to do the branch stacking. It was filmed in a federal Labor Party member's office. Branch stacking is when large groups of people are recruited to become members of a local political party branch and instructed on how to vote on the key internal party decisions, including pre-selection for seats in Parliament. Somurek denies any allegations of corruption. Premier Daniel Andrews says he had no inkling of what his former minister was allegedly up to.
I don't think any fair-minded person can watch that program and not be shocked.
This afternoon, in Question Time, Prime Minister Scott Morrison made the most of the scandal, taking aim at federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese.
The Leader of the Opposition is blaming everybody for his problems today. It's the New South Wales Labor branch's fault. It's the Victorian branch's fault. Apparently it's the New South Wales Liberal Party's fault.
Right while that was going on, the Australian Labor Party President and former Treasurer Wayne Swan released a statement saying the National Executive had accepted Adam Somurek's resignation. Mr Swan stating the National Executive Committee has taken further steps to ensure that there will never be a place for Mr Somurek in the ALP ever again. He went on to say the party will respond to concerns about other members allegedly involved in branch stacking in the next 24 hours. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has referred the matter to police and Victoria's independent broad-based anti-corruption commission, known as IBAC. But Stephen Charles QC from the Centre for Public Integrity says IBAC already has its hands full with multiple high-level investigations.
At the same time, IBAC has to investigate allegations against the Victorian police. And I would imagine that their budget is fairly stretched at the present time to be able to proceed there.
And Stephen Charles QC says the allegations against Adam Somurek and the fact that some of them allegedly occurred in a federal Labor MP's office again highlight the need for a federal anti-corruption watchdog. The retired Supreme Court judge says the sports rot scandal that saw Nationals MP Bridget McKenzie forced to resign in February is another issue that still needs to be looked at.
The allegations in Victoria are significant. The actual amounts of money involved are quite small. But by contrast, the amounts of money that are involved in the sports rorts program before the last election include hundreds of millions.
Dr. Zare Gazarian is a senior politics lecturer at Monash University, Melbourne. He says while the allegations surrounding Adam Somurek are damning, Victoria's next election isn't until November 2022.
So I'm not sure whether this will negatively impact the Andrews electoral fortune as much as some people might think.
Dr. Zare Gazarian says, if anything, it'll be an internal party issue rather than a public one.
It also has implications for those MPs who have aligned or were aligned with Mr. Somerick's faction as to how they'll respond. So I think this is going to be a major problem, major issue for the Victorian Labor Party in terms of how they fill this significant gap, this power vacuum that's starting to emerge.
Monash University politics lecturer Dr. Zare Gazarian, Rhett Burney with that report.